Hey there. So excited you're here today. My name is Lee Klein, and we are preparing to stand before Jesus that day. He's giving the revelation knowledge that we need, the instructions that we need to be ready to stand before him that day and not here away from me. I didn't know you. So we've been talking about staying on the vine. And really, that's how it all works. When you stay on the vine, when you stay connected to Jesus. Jesus said in John 15, I'm the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Any branch of me that does not bear fruit, that stops bearing, he cuts away, trims off, takes away, and he cleanses repeatedly, prunes every branch that continues to bear fruit, to bear more richer and more excellent fruit. And so we've talked about the fruit, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, self-control. And today we're going to talk about meekness. We have to develop in meekness, which is really, really important because developing in the fruit of weakness is really surrendering to him, relying on him. And so let's acknowledge him. Jesus, we thank you and praise you that we can rely on you. And we're here today. We're reliant on the things that you have to say to us. And thank you for choosing me to speak for you today. And I'm just relying on you to speak through me. Love you and praise you and give you all the glory. You know, when people say, I believe in Jesus, really what that means in Amplified amplifies the word believe. That means you trust him. You have faith in him when you're relying on him. And you have to have meekness. You have to have humility to do that. You have to put aside what you think. You know, so many people just take care of things themselves. That's what we're used to just something comes up, we take care of it. And we don't even go to Jesus. And especially like if it's a crisis, I know it's in my life right away. Okay, what am I going to do? I got to quick get this taken care of. And so I go about doing that. And I hear Jesus say, this actually just happened to me like 2 weeks ago. I heard Jesus say, rely on me. And in the midst of taking care of that, he said, rely on me. And so when you hear that, you can just stop what you're doing and rely on him and know that he's going to take care of that problem. So much of the time, we think we have to quick fix things, and even to the point where I got to use my credit card, there's no other way, and you panic, and you go and you use your credit card. But if you would have relied on him and just got out of that panic, because that's what the enemy likes to do. Just got out of that, get out of that panic. Just relax. Just relax and know that Jesus is someone you can rely on. And if you do that, if you just realize there's another way, rather than taking care of it yourself, then you will find out that he will fulfill that promise. My God meets all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Jesus said, if the birds can rely on the Father, how much more do you think he cares for you? But what we do is we panic. We're so used to relying on ourselves that we just do it anyway. We just, no matter what he said, we do it. And so Jesus is saying, we got to come up higher. We have to practice that fruit of humility. Humble yourself before him and just get in that situation that you're afraid to be in. Just forget it. Just forget about taking care of yourself. He wants you to rely on him so he can give you the best. He wants more for you than you can ask or think. And that's why he's saying, trust me, rely on me, no matter what it looks like. Don't give in to the anxiety of thinking you got a quick fix it yourself. You know, many times people go to other people for advice, for diagnosis, and pay a lot of money for that And Jesus is saying, I'm right here. Ask me. Depend on me. Rely on me. Have faith in me. That's what he's saying. Have faith in me. He said that if you dwell in him and he dwells in you, live in me now, live in you, just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding and being vitally united to the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. You're not going to have the best, perfect answer unless you're humble enough to abide in him. Listen for his voice. Do what he's asking you to do. Rely on him. Turn to him. Don't look to yourself. Don't look to someone else. You could get a wrong answer from someone else, but from Jesus, you're going to get the right answer. It says, I'm the vine, you are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If a person does not dwell in me, he's thrown out like a broken branch and withers. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire and they are burned. If you get the wrong answer from someone else, then what? You have to know the principles of the kingdom. Jesus said that not everyone who calls him Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven. And really, factually, are you calling him Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Are you humbly coming before him and asking him his opinion, his advice? Or are you being double-minded? Or are you going to go, like, get that opinion you want? I had a boss who once said to me, he said, don't come to me and ask me what I think when you already are asking other people what they think. And then you want to choose which one you like. I don't remember why he said that to me, but I was just thinking about that this morning when God was talking to me about this. And he's the same way. He said, a double-minded man won't receive anything from him. He said, you can go to him and get wisdom, but if you're going to be double-minded about it, you're not going to receive anything from him. And so he's not asking you to go ask your pastor and then go ask your dad or your grandpa and then come back to him and ask him and then decide which answer that you like. He's expecting you to just go to him and get the right, best answer. Having faith in God is humbling yourself before him and relying on him. And sometimes, whether you understand or not, or you feel like it, or if it just seems too hard or too scary. When Peter got out on the water, he got out on the water because he trusted Jesus. Then he looked at the wind. When you look at your circumstances, yeah, you're going to sink, but don't get off the vine. If you stay, it's so amazing. If you stay connected to the vine, if you stay in his presence, it's going to be easy for you to trust him, to rely on him. He said, if you stay connected to him, you can ask whatever you will and it'll be done. And when you bear much abundant fruit, the Father's honored and glorified. If we don't rely on him, how are we going to lay hands on the sick, cast out demons? How are we going to do that greater work? And so what he's saying is we got to come up higher and relying on him. And you know, just start with little things and keep going. Say, God, what do you think? I went to the doctor and he thinks this. What do you think? That's being double-minded. But he's saying, go to him. Go to God and find out what he has to say about it. Respect him. Honor him. Treat him as your God. Treat him as the Lord that you call him. Not everyone who calls me Lord. Who are you calling Lord? Are you calling the doctor Lord? Your lawyer Lord? Your spouse? Who are you looking to? Who do you humbly come before? Jesus is asking us to come up higher so that we can fulfill the calling on our life. Are you ready to lay it all down and follow him? Are you ready to do that? If you are hanging on to the vine, if you're connected, he's going to prepare you for that. But if we're not developing those fruits, we're going to be like those in Matthew 24. Those that are, he said, are going to turn away from him at the last minute, because the pressure is going to be so much. He's getting ready to come, and we have to be prepared to do anything he tells us to do. And we're not going to be able to do that if we're not connected to him. If we're off on our own trying to be a Christian, if we're just being religious and doing the works of going to church every Sunday and doing Sunday school or whatever it is you think that you have to do to be right with him, your opinion, what you think. And so Jesus is saying today, humble yourself. Stop thinking you know what you don't know. He knows more than you know. He knows so much more than you know. He knows everything. And even more than the person that you're looking to for answers. I mean, you think, well, it's so hard to hear Jesus. It's really not if you're on the vine. If you're connected with him. If he's flowing in you and you can hear him. If the confusion is gone, you're going to be able to hear him, and that confusion will leave when you start obeying him, when you get on the vine and do what he said, when you develop those fruits in your life, humility, meekness, humble enough to get on the floor every day and make him your first priority. Listen for his voice. Do what he said. And you're going to be able to hear him. You'll be able to hear him. If you make him your priority, you will hear him. Seek him, you'll find. Knock, and the door will be open. Stay connected. When you bear and produce much fruit, my Father's honored and glorified, and you show to be a true disciple of mine. If we don't have this fruit, we're just being religious. I've loved you just as the Father has loved me. Abide in my love. Continue in this love. If you keep my commandments, if you continue to obey my instructions, you will abide in my love and live in it. And just as I have obeyed my Father's commandment and lived in his love, I've told you these things that my joy, delight may be in you, and that your joy and gladness may be full of measure, complete and overflowing. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. No one has greater love. No one has shown stronger affection than to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you keep on doing the things which I command you. He's calling you ultimately to lay down your life, to develop those fruits and go do his work. And we can't do that work without developing his fruit. We have to develop it by practicing it. Practicing. Doing what he said. Being ready to do anything that he says will develop that fruit in our life. He'll take us down that path, and he'll start developing meekness in you, humility. He'll teach you. And then all of a sudden, you'll see that just from staying connected with him, that you have that and you can actually do it. But if you try to do it yourself, you just won't be able to. So that's what I have for you today. We have to be able to rely on him, to be prepared to move forward, to be prepared for what's coming, to be prepared to be that vessel for him, preparing the way for him. So let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you choose us to do your work. We thank you and praise you that we mean that much to you. And we commit to stay on the vine, stay connected with you, and not to move. Not to move from that place, but be hanging on so that we can be true disciples. Show who you are. We love you and praise you. Give you all the glory. I hope you agreed with me. I hope you're going to be committed to just stay on that vine. Stay connected. Whatever he tells you to do, you'll be able to do it if you're on the vine. If he abides in you and you abide in him. If you're not looking somewhere else. If you don't get afraid and jump off the vine. Just stay in his presence. And you'll be able to do whatever he tells you to do. Thanks so much for listening today. God bless you.